Thank you very much. What am I thankful for? What am I grateful for? What do I really appreciate? And what a great way to start a day or end a day, to actually go through in your headspace. What am I really thankful for? What do I appreciate in my life? What am I grateful for? Who are the people that I'm thankful for? And we usually think of all the positive things, of course. So you might have a list of things that you're grateful for in your head. You might even have a vision board of the things that you're thankful for. You might have a screensaver of pictures of things in your life that you really appreciate having in your life. And on a day-to-day basis, you say, I'm thankful for. And it's usually really positive things. I'm thankful for my family, my friends, the place that I live in, the country that I live in. It might be the house that you live in. You might have a beautiful car. You might be going on a holiday, or you've just been on holiday, so you're grateful for the fact that you can go on holidays. You might be in great shape, so you're thankful for your health and fitness. You might have a great education, so you're thankful for that. You might be committed to learning, so you're thankful for all the things that you're learning every day. And we tend to look at all of that from a positive perspective. We say, I'm thankful for the things that make me feel good. However, the people in the world who handle pressure, handle stress, are really good at handling tough times and challenges, will share with us that they're not just thankful for the really good things that happen in their life, they're really thankful for the tough times. They're really thankful for nasty people. They're really thankful for challenges that come up in their business. They're thankful for injuries if they're a sporting person. They're thankful for relationships that break down. They're thankful if they get out of shape and they're overweight. Now, how on earth do you be thankful for nasty people, tough challenges, being broke, being in a job that you hate, losing your job, going bankrupt, being overweight, any tough time that we've all been through, or we know somebody who has if we haven't been through it? And of course, the reason we know that somebody's been through a tough time is they've told us. And that's what most people do. They talk about their tough times. I'm really stressed. I'm really pressured. I'm going through a relationship breakup. I've lost my job. I feel sick. I'm overweight. And we hear about people talking in the negative tones of all of these things that have happened to them, but not the people that love them, not the people that are thankful for them, not the people that really appreciate the fact that those things have happened in their life. So how can we learn from the best in the world at it, who handle pressure the best, who handle stress the best? In fact, the ones that really love stress because it helps them grow and get stronger and wiser. And that's a really great question to ask. How would you get stronger? How would you get wiser? How would you get tougher if you didn't have any tough times, if everything was easy, if you never had to put your head, your body under stress or pressure? And that's the interesting thing about being healthy, fit and strong. The only way you get strong muscles and bones is to lift heavy things, to put them under pressure. The only way your heart and lungs, your cardiovascular system, get stronger and fitter is if you put them under pressure. And obviously, the more pressure you put them under, the stronger your bones get, the stronger your muscles get, the stronger your heart and lungs get. And of course, the other great analogy is diamonds. They're just dirty brown rocks that have been put under enormous amounts of pressure, and they become the most expensive rocks in the world, diamonds. So there are, of course, people who appreciate, love, and are grateful for pressure, stress, tough times. So let's have a look at some of those big things that we often hear people whining about, complaining about, stressed about, and are pressured about. And they'll tell you, I don't like my life because, or I'm really unhappy because, or I'm really stressed because. Now, when you do this exercise, it's very difficult to do it if you're going through this at the moment, because obviously you'll be emotionally attached. If you're going through a divorce at the moment, to come up with a positive thing about that divorce, if you're in pain, if you're hurting, if you've got emotion attached to the divorce, this will be a very tough experience, which is why the best people in the world will tell you that you've got to put yourself into a situation where you are ready for the tough times. And that's the first part to this process. It's not about being negative or looking on the dark side or being pessimistic. It simply means that things are going to happen in your life. Now, for example, 1 in 2 people get divorced. Out of everybody in the world that gets married, 1 out of 2 of those people get a divorce. So it's not about going into a relationship thinking, oh, there's a 1 in 2 chance I'm going to get a divorce. It's just called a fact of life. There is a chance that this relationship may not work. If you buy a business and you're not trained effectively, you don't have the skills, you don't haven't put in the effort required to have a successful business, of course it's going to fail. And then you could have bad luck. You might buy a business and the building burns down. If you expect all of those things, not hope for them to happen, just expect the worst. And me being the ultimate optimist, it even sounds funny coming out of my mouth, but I've bought into this philosophy and this strategy now for a very long time in my life. I expect the worst. I don't hope for it, I just expect it. Now, the next step to that, and of course there's another step, is that you plan for the worst. So it's not just about, oh, this could happen, but if it does happen, I'll be ready for it. I'll be excited for it to happen to me because I'll know what to do because I've got a plan in place to handle it. Now, that's not really that hard to understand because we all understand insurance. We've all got either car insurance or house insurance or we get travel insurance because we understand that something might go wrong. We don't go on holidays hoping that we're going to have an accident, but we take out travel insurance just in case. We don't hope to have a car accident, but we take out car insurance just in case. And that's what this strategy is all about. So the first thing is this could happen and expect that it's going to happen. Then you plan for it. So expect the worst, plan for the worst, and then you live your life in the best situation. So you don't hope to get a divorce or hope to lose your job. You put every effort possible into it so that if it does break down, if it doesn't work out, it wasn't your challenge. It had something to do with the other person or the other party or the other experience, or it wasn't you. So if you put your best effort in and you are the best person that you could be and you did everything possible to make the situation, the relationship, the career, the business work and something happened, then of course that's not your challenge anymore, and you can still be excited about that because you have absolutely no control over it. And that's a really fun thing. There's two things in life that we worry about. We worry about what we don't have control over, and we silly and crazily worry about what we do have control over. Now, we have full control over the relationships we choose, the jobs that we choose, the people that we put into our life, the money that we spend, the food that we eat, the places that we go. We've got full control over that. So if something goes wrong, then we just have to plan that it might and be ready for it. So that's how that strategy works, which is really exciting. So you get yourself ready for it. So you have a look at all the tough things that could happen in your life, expect them to happen, plan for them, and then go into that situation expecting that you're going to put your best effort in. And this is where it gets really exciting. So let's have a look at some of the things that happen. So will there be nasty people in our lives? Of course. Can we be thankful for them? And of course we can, because every time you come in contact with somebody that's nasty or aggressive or they gossip or they criticize or they try and pull you down or they're disrespectful, you now know what kind of person they are. So you can be really thankful for, and I certainly am, I love it. I'm really thankful now that I know that person. They have revealed themselves as being a nasty, gossiping, criticizing, horrible person, and I'm really thankful for that because up until now they've been tricking me. Now I know, so I'm really thankful for it. So rather than getting upset about nasty, negative, gossiping, criticizing people, you can actually be thankful for them. And that's the first reason. The second reason is that you're not that person. That nasty, negative, horrible, gossiping, criticizing person has to go back and live with themselves, and you don't have to live with them. They get to be the person that they want to be, and you don't have to be that person. And isn't that something wow to be thankful for? So every nasty, negative person that comes into your life, be thankful for them. They've revealed themselves. You don't have to be that person. And even better than that, you get to live your life. So every time I walk away from a nasty, negative, gossiping, criticizing person, I'm even more thankful for my life, that I don't have to live my life that way. So I get really excited about those people, so much so that first thing in the morning when I'm sharing with my own headspace what I'm thankful for, I say that I'm thankful for the nasty, negative people that will come into my life. Now, I don't call them that. I just call them fascinating. I say I'm thankful for the fascinating people that will come into my life, meaning when they arrive, I'm thankful for them and I appreciate them and I'm ready for them. So can we handle, can we be thankful for, can we appreciate negative, nasty people? Of course. What about all the tough challenges that come into our life? Can we be thankful for them? And I've already touched on that. Of course we can, because how would we get tougher if we were never tested? Our tough muscles were never tested. So whenever a tough challenge comes along, you can now be a person who falls down and stays down. You can be a person who falls down and gets back up again, or you can be a solution finder. So whatever challenge comes into your life, you can say to yourself, I'm excited excited about this challenge because now I've got the opportunity to provide myself, someone else, this situation with a solution. I get to use my brain, stretch my headspace, brainstorm perhaps with people who are as excited as me about this tough challenge, and we can work it out together. And if you've ever been through the experience, when you overcome a tough challenge, there's something very rewarding rather than just living a normal average life where everything kind of moves along nicely. When you get to a challenge and you overcome it, it's like when you run a marathon, you feel amazing. When you climb a mountain, you feel fantastic. When you win a grand final, you feel awesome because you've overcome the challenge of all the other teams or all the other people or the mountain or the 42.2 kilometers. So can we be thankful for tough challenges? Of course. How about losing all your money, being broke, going bankrupt? Can we be thankful for that? And more than anything, because obviously in a Western world, money is like oxygen. If you don't have it, it's very difficult to live. It's like without oxygen, you can't breathe. So can you be thankful for having no money, for going bankrupt, for being broke? And I'll just put all of those into one category. Of course. Because if you had money and you lost it, it means you know how to get it. So you're just grateful for the fact that you've got it. And the interesting thing that every multi-millionaire, billionaire in the world will tell you, that at some stage in their life, they probably went bankrupt or came very close to being bankrupt, or they have been bankrupt multiple times. They'll probably also share with you that that's the reason why they've become a multimillionaire or a billionaire, because they take risks. And obviously with everything you do, there's a risk involved. So have a look at some of the wealthiest people in the world and read their autobiographies or their authorized biographies, and you'll read how many tough challenges they've had, particularly with money, and how many times they had to live on the bones of their bum to try and survive. How many people ate rice and tomato sauce because they didn't have any money for food? How many people had to sleep in a sleeping bag on somebody's couch because they didn't have anywhere to live? How many people bought secondhand clothes for 50 cents from the secondhand store because they couldn't buy clothes? But they did that because they were doing something they were passionate about. So they were thankful for having no money because they were doing something that they were thankful because they were doing something they were really passionate about. The other thing is, when you've had money, you know how to make it again. So it's just a process of going through that again. So most of the people that have been bankrupt who were millionaires become millionaires again because they know how to do it. They know how to put the strategies into place. They're also now much smarter because they have learnt the lessons from the experience that they had. So they make their second, third, 20th million much quicker than they did the first one that they lost, because they now know how to do it. So you'll find that those folks are really grateful for all the experiences of going broke, being bankrupt. But what about just having no money? Can we be grateful for that? And a great expression, this came from my gorgeous husband. And obviously, we've been through some very interesting financial times, up and down, and that's what life's all about, and that's what's so exciting, and that's what we're so grateful for. And there was one stage where we'd made a very large investment in a company, and it was a risk. It shouldn't have been a risk, but it was, and that's just what life is. So you go into it planning for the worst, expecting the worst. This time we didn't get insurance, and we ended up losing a lot of money. And I just want to share with you that people respond and react to things in a different way, of course. And interestingly, our accountant said to my gorgeous husband, are you okay? There's other people who have invested money in the same company as you, and some of them are very stressed, and some of them have got sick, and one man even committed suicide. How are you doing? And my gorgeous husband, which is the headspace that we all live in here at this house, is, of course, I'm very grateful for the fact that we've lost money, because we're hemorrhaging money, not blood. If we were dying, that would be a different story. We wouldn't be able to perhaps stop the hemorrhaging, but it's only money. And that's the beautiful thing. When you put money into perspective, it's just an exchange of either paper or numbers in a bank account. And if you lose it, can you get it again? If you go into a situation planning that you could lose your money, or if you haven't put in the effort required to get the money, so if you're lazy or undisciplined, or you haven't done your job properly and you lose your job, well, then you can take full responsibility for that and just say, of course I'm thankful that I lost my job because I was a lazy ass. I deserve to lose my job. It's taught me a lesson. I can now learn from that so that when I go to my next position or my next job, I'm not the lazy ass that I've been doing or been at this job. So can you be thankful for having no money, being broke, losing your job and going bankrupt? Of course. How about this one? This is very touchy. Can you be thankful for a relationship breakup? Somebody treats you badly, disrespectfully, hurts you, and that heartbreak. And I've got a beautiful example of that, and I share it with everybody. If you've ever had a heart broken, and I certainly have many, many times, when you look back on it, surely you're thankful for it. Surely you're so incredibly grateful that you've had the capability of loving so much and so big and so hard that when you broke up, it hurt so much. Because if the relationship wasn't important, then it wouldn't hurt so much. And I'll take that a step further. If the person dies or that person's just never, ever going to be in your life again, rather than I'm so upset that they're not there anymore, how about we are incredibly grateful and thankful and appreciative of the fact that they were? And if they were a nasty, horrible person that turned it out, and here's the classic example I always use, if your best friend ends up in bed with your partner, they obviously weren't your best friend, and why would you want to have a partner that wants to sleep with your best friend? Now, I understand that that's a very difficult thing to process at the time that it's happening. It's very emotional. But there will come a time when you can look back on it and say it as flippantly as I just did. Isn't it awesome that I found out that my best friend really isn't my best friend because they slept with my husband? So every relationship breakup is awesome because one of two things happened. One, it was meant to break up because it wasn't working. And if you are honest with yourself, you'll say, hey, I'm really grateful that we broke up because this was either the wrong person for me or I was obviously the wrong person for them. And if that person doesn't love you and they don't want to be with you, then why would you want them to stay with you? That would be very awkward and uncomfortable and silly for both parties. I'm sure you wouldn't want somebody to be in a relationship with you unless they absolutely wanted to be there. No great relationship has ended up in a breakup. No great marriage has ended up in a divorce. Every relationship that has ever broken up, it's broken up for a reason. So if they were nasty, be thankful because you can now know that they've revealed themselves as a nasty person. You can get the hell out of there. If you've lost them completely, the worst case scenario is that they've died. And that hurts and it's so painful and it's like somebody's cutting your heart in half. But isn't that beautiful that you had the capability of feeling so much? So many people go through their lives and they never understand that powerful feeling of being in love with somebody, of loving somebody so much that it hurts when they die or it hurts when they leave. What a beautiful feeling to be grateful for. So can we be happy for relationship breakups? Absolutely. And the beautiful thing is that there are 7 billion people in the world and that person may not be for you, but now you've got an opportunity to go and meet someone else. And how many times have you heard people say that after the fact? I'm so glad I got a divorce, or I'm so glad my relationship broke up, or I'm so glad that my best friend slept with my husband because now I'm in a relationship with a person who's respectful of me, who treats me beautifully, who's kind to me, and I'm deeply in love with in a different way because I've learned now what it's like to have the very best relationship. So can we be thankful for relationship breakups? Oh, of course. Here's a fun one. Can we be thankful for being fat? Can we be thankful for being overweight now? Out of shape? And of course the answer is yes. If you are overweight, if you've got squidgy bits that don't fit into your clothes anymore, means we have a choice about what we eat. There are people in this world who would love to be able to be overweight simply because they don't have enough food to eat. They're constantly hungry. It's difficult to know where the next meal's coming from. They don't know if they'll be able to eat today. And they're skinny. We as human beings who have the capability living in the Western world of being very chubby very easily because there's so much food available, surely we can be thankful for that. We have a choice about how much we eat and where we eat and the different kinds of foods that we eat. And the reason we've probably gotten chubby or overweight is because we've just eaten too much of all those really yummy things, which means we also have the opportunity not to eat so much of them and to exercise and to lose weight. So if you're overweight, you have every opportunity to get rid of it, burn it off, be lean and be thin. The challenge with being skinny because you're starving is it's maybe highly likely that you'll never be able to have enough food to eat. So let's be grateful. If you wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, rather than whining about, I've got fat legs or a fat tummy or I wish I could lose weight, my life is really terrible. How about this? I'm really excited that I'm chubby because it means that I've got an opportunity to eat as much food as I want and I can keep eating as much food as I want. But if I want to be lean, I can. I've got an opportunity to burn this fat off if I want to. So can we look at life differently? Well, that was up, that will be up to you. And it's up to me and it's up to each of us as individuals. We can all look at the dark side and the bad side, and we can be miserable after every relationship breakup and after every terrible thing that goes wrong. Or we can look at it from a different point of view, which is, how can I be thankful for this? How can I be grateful for this? How can I be excited even that this has happened? Because I'll be tougher, stronger, wiser. I might have the opportunity to get a better career path, a better job, be in a better relationship. And what can I learn from this experience which will make me better in my new future, my new life, my new relationships? So could you be thankful for everything? Give it a crack.